You ever hear anybody say, have a good day? Or nice day, huh? Well, I want to talk about a good day. Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, page 777. He lived a long time ago, and a lot of the writings of Zechariah concern things that are in the future from when he lived. Also, in the day in which he lived, the Lord inspired him to write through the power of the Holy Ghost moving in his life, things that people could relate to when they would hear the word of the Lord during that time, and people could relate to when they hear the word of the Lord in our time. Because Zechariah writes about a good day. And I just want to say, before I read this again, everybody, have a good day. Let me hear you say it. Have a good day. Amen. Amen. Hey, you can have a really, really good day if you can get in on this day of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee into the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azael. Yea, ye shall flee like ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Now, this is kind of like reading the new health plan that our president is trying to bring forth. But there's a lot in that, but that's not where I'm stopping. We go right on in here to the living waters. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day. Everybody say one day. It shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. Now let me tell you how to have a good day. Learn about one Lord, and find some revelation about this name. Hallelujah. Zechariah wrote under the power of the anointing of God things concerning the day he lived in, things concerning the days to come, and things we can relate to in our day. And our day is subject to a greater day. Whatever generation we find ourselves living in, the greatest day that we can ever know is that day when we come to the realization there's one Lord and there's one name that's above all names. And when you get that, have a good day. Praise God. You may be seated. And without this revelation, without this knowledge, you're not going to have a good day. You're going to go through these valleys. You're going to see enemies. You're going to have problems. You're going to be separated from people you love. You're going to have disappointments. You're going to have things to go through that you won't be able to cope with. You're going to turn to this and that. I see so many of my friends that can't seemingly get a hold on anything solid because they're so tossed by feelings, by the way life is to them, and they don't give themselves a chance to get past darkness and find out that there is a greater existence. Regardless of how negative things are, there's a great day. And once you find it, you can be happy all the time. You can learn what it is to pray without ceasing. You can learn what it is. You don't have to be on your knees all the time. You don't have to be on your face all the time. But there are several ways to look at that. You can pray without ceasing because you enter into this day of the Lord where there is no night. There's no need of the sun in this day. Although in our life we have to have sunlight. We have to have morning and we have to have evening and all these things and seasons, summers and winter. This is our day and our night. But I'm talking about the day of the Lord. The Lord is alive forevermore. And His day is unending. The sun never goes down in the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm not talking about a futuristic heaven where we're going someday. It's true there, but I'm talking about right now. The day that's a good day that you can enjoy right now, regardless of how you're living. You can get in on a good day where the sun never goes down. And nobody has to go to bed. You don't have to stop all your labor and suddenly, you know, just cease from everything. Because in this day, whether you're asleep or awake, you're alive and you're doing something. If you get on your pillow at night with your head and you just doze off and go to sleep, the day of the Lord in your life is victorious and battles are still being fought and you're still winning the battles. Praise God. Your testimony is having an effect. The weapons of your warfare, which are not carnal, are still mighty because they're being used in the kingdom of God where there's one Lord and one name. Praise God. And when you get in on this day, you can go to bed in Jesus' name. As far as God's concerned, you're still on the battlefield. And the weapons of your warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of all kinds of enemy forces. And you wake up next morning, you don't know how many battles you fought. You've just been going at it all night long. Because all night long, you were just still awake in Jesus. The bottom line of this is find a good day where there's one Lord and one name and one cell phone. It's all right, let it ring. And after four or five rings, the answering machine will pick it up. Everybody say one day. What day is that? And also it is that day when there is one Lord in your life and one name. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. In other words, the light is not the way we look at light. It's not a nice bright shining day and then all of a sudden it's cloudy today and oh, it looks like it's going to storm today. Looks like rain, doesn't it? And weather's really acting up strange today. No, we're talking about a day where it's not clear or dark. It's just the same all the time. It's the same all the time. It shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time there shall be light. There are a lot of evening times that we could talk about. Human nature wants to think of the natural ways that we think of things, you know. You think of day and night. One-track-minded people think of day and night. But people with a little bit of heavenly vision can rise up a little higher and see that in evening time there shall be light. It's not talking about where you live in the world. You don't have to live on the North Pole in the summertime for this to happen. At evening time, there should be light. Why? Because it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, half of them toward the hinder sea, and summer and winter shall it be. In other words, it's going to be the same. The seasons, there's no summer and winter. There is no before and after. There's no day and night. There's no cloudiness and stormy weather. All these things are different now in the day of the Lord. That's why it's so good to know this one Lord and to know the power that's in the name of Jesus. Because regardless of what goes on in your life, when your sun is going down, Jesus still shines. And like Sister Vicki said, I was calling. I wanted to see who I could find to pray. It finally dawned on me, I can pray. You know what dawned on her? The light. There's something about a beautiful dawn. Hallelujah, the light at evening time. It's evening time when your little pet's about to die and you don't know what to do. It seems like your sun's going down. It seems like everything's going wrong. You cry. You're sad. I think we all know what it is to experience an evening time in the middle of the day. Amen. It's a lot of hours left until sundown, but you're going through evening now. You know what it is to experience midnight in your life, don't you? When it's not really midnight. You know what it is to get to the point when it seems like it's so dark, you don't know what to do and you can't see your way, you can't find your way. Thank God for a light that can shine in the midst of that darkness. Thank God for a day. There is a day that springs, a day spring from on high. There is a light that shines all the time. All the time. And in this light, there is everything you need. The waters that you need when you're thirsty. The food you need when you're hungry. The nourishment you need to keep you going. The strength that you need. Amen. And the King that you need. And the Lord shall be King over all the earth. That includes your body. In that day. Everybody say, have a good day. When can you have a good day? When the Lord is your King. That's when you can have a good day. Praise God. When the Lord is your King. When you're not your King, but the Lord is your King. When you're not having to have your way, but you're doing it His way. Amen. He's the Lord over all the earth, including your mind, including your thoughts, including your ways, including your attitudes, including your nature. He's the Lord of all that. When you can get into the day of the Lord and let Him be the Lord of your day and enjoy being in on His day that's above your day, all of a sudden, He's just there and it doesn't matter what has happened. It's all going to end up in a testimony anyway, so count it all joy. Just count it all joy when you enter into some kind of crazy temptation, divers temptations. We all have temptations. It may not be something that somebody else has. A temptation can be most anything. Temptation can be just to sit down when you know you need to be standing up or doing something. There's all kinds of temptation can come in your life. Temptation can be to do nothing when you need to be doing something. Or you can be wanting to do something when you know you need to do nothing. I'm not going to try to name all the possible temptations we could have. We probably represent several thousand of them that we've all had today. Amen. Some people have been tempted to throw a rock at somebody today, you know. Somebody's been tempted to say a word they shouldn't say, and maybe a couple of them finally did say it. They went ahead and yielded to the temptation. Thought that would make them feel better, but it made them feel worse. After they said it, they said, oops, what did I do? Then all of a sudden, the sun started going down. And it's not time for the sun to go down. It's the middle of the day out here. Yeah, but when you start cussing, your sun goes down. And then you need to cry out for the day of the Lord. And thank God, there's one name. You don't have to go run to the library and find a research dictionary of some kind and find out which name covers this. Praise God. You don't have to get on the phone and call and say, is there a king who knows the answer here? Is there a Lord that I can find? There's only one Lord. He's the same one you had before. He's the one that He's the former Lord. He's the future Lord. He's the present Lord. He's the hinder Lord. He's the Lord before you. He's the Lord over you. He's the Lord under you. He's the Lord of your day. He's the Lord of your night. He's the Lord of your good times. He's the Lord of your bad times. He's the Lord of your summer. He's the Lord of your winter. He's the Lord of your midnight. Hallelujah. And His name is one. And when you know what that name is, you've got everything you need to recover yourself. Everything you need to recover yourself. And come out of your valley. Get back on your mountain with Jesus again. Get back on your mountain with Jesus again. Enjoy those living waters. These living waters flow down when you're in the mountain, and then when you're in the valley, and then they flow up when you're on the mountain. Because His ways are not our ways. His living waters go wherever you are. You're down in the valley so low you don't know what to do, and you call on the name of the Lord, and you find something there called living waters. A well that springs up, always there. Water that's always available. Living waters. In your valley, He restores your soul. Your soul is thirsting for the presence of God. Your soul is longing for the courts of the Lord. Your soul is thirsty after God like a deer panting after the water brooks. Your soul is so needing another touch from God. And you just call on that one name. And you remember again who your one Lord is. And it's good to grab a hold of that one faith. The same one that had you going forward before. Same one you need now. It's not a different faith. It's not another faith. The same faith that caused you to ever say, Hallelujah. Use it again. That's a faith that says inside of your whole being, I know God is real. I know He's my Lord. I know He's my Savior. I know He's my healer. I know He can rescue me. I know He can deliver me. All I got to do is get my mind off of me and get it back on Jesus. I got to get my thoughts off of myself. Because I don't know what to do. But I'm thirsty for what it is that does flow. That knows how to get me through these things. Hallelujah. Pretty soon you'll be saying hallelujah. Pretty soon you'll be saying thank you, Jesus. In the valley, He restores my soul. Then you feel so good because you get on the mountaintop. Whew, what happens? You want some more of that water, but you don't have to go back in the valley to get it. It just flows right up to you. Just bathe. I tell you what, a blessing on the mountain is good. In fact, I think it's better than the blessing in the valley. Because you get on the mountain, it's all positive. No negatives there. You know, all your enemies are down beneath you. All your problems are somewhere behind you. All your distresses and all your confusion and all that's down there somewhere. You're like riding in a jet airliner first class looking out the window. Ha ha, they got problems down there. I'm drinking some Kool-Aid and having it nice today. I ain't talking about Jim Jones Kool-Aid, and I'm not talking about other kinds of Kool-Aid you might have thought of. While the others besides you drink that other kind of Kool-Aid, you're just kind of drinking that effusion. Living water. Amway products, whatever. One day. When the King is Jesus. When the Lord is the King. When you have only one Lord. So, you know, if I was trying to serve three persons in the Godhead, I think I would get rid of two of them. If I didn't have any other scripture in the Bible except this one here that tells you how to have a great day, a good day. It's not the day when you have three lords. Johnny Wall was at the altar seeking for God. He wanted God in his life, but he was afraid he was going to make two of them jealous. And he stood there and said, Father, 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 oh Father, 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 fill me, Father. And he stopped. And I was listening to him. Okay, son, how about you? Oh, son, I need you. Oh, son, oh, son. And then he stopped. He said, well, I guess if I really want the Holy Ghost, I ought to talk to the Holy Ghost, right? So he said, oh, Holy Ghost. And I leaned forward and I said, Johnny, when you just say the name of Jesus, you get all three. He said, really? I said, yeah. That's the night he received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, because he's one Lord. with one name. Praise Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There shall be one Lord in that day, and His name one. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be, and Brother John knows how to pronounce all these names because he's been around those places, but I make up my own way of saying them here. And it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate into the place of the first gate, into the corner gate, from the tower of Hananel, into the king's wine presses. And you go, huh? I'm just reading all that so I could bring you back to the mountain again and tell you there's one Lord. And you can have a nice day. This is all good stuff. But not everything that you read about you can relate to. I mean, most of you haven't been near Benjamin's Gate. Most of you haven't been to Geba or Geba and Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. And you've never been around the Tower of Hananel, and you haven't experienced walking around the king's wine presses. And so you don't really relate to a lot of this stuff. So let me read it like this. And the land where all the rough places have been in your life is going to be made smooth, even in Norwich, Connecticut, north of Norwich, and even over in Jewett City. And even along the coast there around New London, and no matter where you find yourself, even if you work in some of these places, no matter if it's hard work, and it seems so rough, hey, really, I mean, it's going to be okay. It's going to be like a little plane. You're not going to really have any tough hills to go up. Over there in Sherwin-Williams, it's going to be nice. No problem. You know, wherever you work, you know, wherever you don't work, I should say nowadays, I guess. Hallelujah. The land shall be turned as a plain from wherever you are to wherever you're going. And and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, all the way from the gate of your house and to the courthouse in Norwich. And there's going to be some people, you know, in these places. But you're going to find peace in these places. No matter what they're doing around you, it's going to be okay. Why? Because you found a good day. Amen. And there'll be all kinds of crazy things going. People, you know, having problems with their tongues and talking bad and saying bad things and crazy things going on, or great tumult and, you know, just terrible things. Neighbors, you know, one hand of his neighbor and a hand shall rise up. You've seen neighbors, how they can act sometimes, you know, rising up against neighbor and all these problems. But verse 16, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left, that's us, after all this strife around us is going on, you know. I mean, we're not in Jerusalem, we're over here. And we're not living 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, we're living now. And our word that we get out of this is, in that day that we live in, there's going to be one Lord. And it's the same day Zechariah lived in, by the way. I'm talking about the day of the Lord. Wherever you are, if you're in Iraq, it doesn't matter. I don't care how rough it is. Guns can be, you can be in a valley somewhere in Afghanistan and both sides shooting over your head and you're innocent. You don't know what to do. Just call on the name of the Lord. There's a day above all the bullets. Just don't stick your head up yet. Amen. And when all this strife around you is over, just rest in the Lord, because everything's going to be all right. It's rough sometimes. God knows it's rough. Praise God. But all of us that are still left when it's all over with, amen, we just need to be able to lift up our eyes and realize everything's going to be all right. Verse 20, in that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord. Everybody say holiness.
Holiness,
holiness unto the Lord. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. What are you talking about? What are we talking about? A great day. Hallelujah. What's that song? It's a new day. Hey, I had this revelation when I wrote that song. That's been 40 years ago. It's a new day. I woke up this morning and I started to pray. What I'm talking about in that song, what I was talking about back then, because I've been talking about the day of the Lord for 50 years or more, even since I was a kid. I had this revelation when I first started reading the Bible, when I first got the Holy Ghost. I tried to tell people about it and told me I was crazy. Talked to old preachers. But it was right there. I read the Bible and it was right there. The day of the Lord is a greater day than what we experience. I don't know why it's so hard to figure out. On the day of Pentecost, when Peter was speaking, he talked about the prophet. And he talked about, you know, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And we got all these religions arguing over when is the last day going to be. Well, the last day is the same day as the first day. You just need to get in on it. It's the Lord's day. Hallelujah. And the evening and the morning are the same day. Praise God. He is the first and the last. And His light is a greater light than the sun. When God said, let there be light, there was more than one light that suddenly would spring up. One of them would spring up in Jerusalem years later, and His name would be called Jesus. And He said, I am the light of the world. Now, was He trying to take the place of the sun? Was He saying, the sun getting too much credit? I need to be called the sun too. Or, you know, I'm the light of the world. Like Hillary said the other day, my husband is not the Secretary of State. I am. She said that over in Africa to some people. She was kind of hot under the collar. You could almost see stingers coming out of her head there. But I ain't hardly seen her like that before. She's gristling. She wanted everybody to know who the Secretary of State is. And Jesus wasn't like that. He wouldn't say, I'm the light. Not that thing up there. I'm the light. No, it wasn't like that. He wasn't jealous. He wasn't mad because the sun was still shining, people paying attention to that instead of him. It wasn't that. It wasn't because he had some other person getting all the attention. I mean, so Bill went and got those hostages out. Everybody's paying attention to him. She's over there in Africa wearing herself out, trying to keep all those natives quiet. And I'm the Secretary of State. Not him. I like Hillary. She's a nice lady. I'm not criticizing her. But I get amused. But Jesus wasn't in that attitude. I laugh at people who are having a tough day. Hillary has tough days. Bill has tough days. Bush has tough days. George Washington had tough days. Kennedy had some bad days. The Queen of England's had some bad days. Diana, Princess Diana had some bad days. Everybody has some bad days. Your banker has bad days. You know, I got a nice bank over here I deal with. All the people that work there except one got fired a couple of years ago. And I was so happy because it made my day. Because I had this one woman over there had a bad spirit. She didn't like churches. She didn't like preachers. And anything that she could do to make things tough on me, she did. It's just like if a check could be held, somebody gave us a check, a donation, if it could be held for 10 days, she would hold it for 10 days. Or, you know, the longest anything could be held, she would hold it. She was the one that, you know, people try to write out. I mean, we call our church the Norwich Tabernacle. And so people write out a check to the Norwich Tabernacle. I go over there and she'd say, sorry, we can't accept it.
That's just the way she said it. Yeah. I'm going to stick my thumb in her mouth. Yeah. Remind me of some of them ugly fish I used to catch when I was in the sewer when I was a kid, you know. Yeah, big old catfish. I'm not going to eat him anyway. Just going to throw him back in the sewage. She looked just like one of them.
You can't touch him.
Yeah. I almost felt too good when they fired her. It was like, thank God and Greyhound, she's gone. You know, it's like. And right after that, somebody gave me a check to the Norwich Tabernacle. I went over to the bank. Thank you, Mr. Rutledge. Oh, they put it in. And I've been getting Norwich Tabernacle. Hadn't had a problem since. Just that one bad fish. But, another thing. Some tellers will look at you and decide if you're deserving of the funds being available now, or should they wait 2 or 3 days or a week. And I never know what to expect, because I'll tell the landlord, you know, I'm going to pay you tomorrow. And so we always, you know, we always operate right on the edge. We always have enough, but usually it's not enough until right at the last minute. But if it's not enough till right at the last minute, and we just got through paying the light bill and the rent, or the rent's due, and the landlord's ready for it, which he always is. Last time I told her, well, couldn't you just skip this month? She said, no. But there was something about, you know, I don't know what they're going to do over there. I said, sometimes I can get a check from anywhere in the world, and they'll honor it now. It depends who I talk to. It just depends who I talk to. Right. Amen. Get a check from Google. You know, Google's usually pretty good. They got money, right? Everybody knows Google. I went over there with a Google check one time, and the person said, well, we're going to have to hold this check a few days. We, you know, out of state. And all. I said, haven't you ever heard of Google? She said, what's Google? I couldn't believe a teller. I got a jackrabbit backwoods bank over here. But can't believe they operate all these computers all the time. And this woman said, what's Google? They got a gentleman over there. He's nice. It don't matter if it's a Google check or a check from anything. You know, just put them over there. It always feels good when he gives you the receipt and all the funds are available now. He didn't know that old sourpuss that used to be there, because she was the head teller. And when she'd see me come, she'd tell all the others, make it tough on him. I could see it in her spirit. In fact, she told me one day, she said, because one of the tellers tried to do me a favor. And she said, if it had been me, I'd have said no. I said, I know you would have tried. Didn't go to you. I went to that one. She said, well, I'm her boss. Oh, I said, oh, God. No. And I'd like to say, I'm glad she's not my Lord. Because I had so many bad days. So many bad days just trying to make it. And then, you know, go over there and say to the landlord, go and pay the rent. This is like 3 or 4 years ago. Go and pay the rent. Tomorrow, come by and get it. And go over there with all these checks and things. We're going to hold this one for 5 days. We're going to hold this one for 3 days. We're going to hold this one for 10 days. And come back, you're still like all, you know, $1,400 having 15 cents. And so you squirm. But you know what? I'm going to say, I say all that because I'm talking about not Zechariah's day. I'm not talking about Jerusalem. I'm not talking about tents and camels and horses and wine presses. I'm just talking about everyday life. Because every one of you, no matter how unspiritual I might be sounding talking about money, you know what it is to have money pressures, right? and crazy people doing crazy things. You don't know why they act the way they act. And you know what it is to deal with life. And all kinds of things go wrong you don't expect them to. And somebody waiting on you to give them something and you can't get things to work right. Right? What's the best thing to do? Get mad at them? Want to stick your thumb in their mouth? Want to slap them around? No. You might have those thoughts. Like I said, we all have temptations. I've had temptation to throw my shoe at people a few times. Because they say that's one of the greatest insults over in the East. If you throw your shoe at somebody, you know, I've actually reached for it a couple of times to change my mind because I didn't want to go to jail. But you just, you know, you just, sometimes you get tempted. But then you find out again as you remind yourself, whoa, I'm supposed to be in a place where the light continues to shine. In this place we pray always. In this place we give thanks always unto God. In everything we give thanks. In this place we continually praise the Lord. In this place we're always of good cheer. And here I'm going, and I'm of good cheer, you know, like some of those people that used to sing in my choir. We are happy people, yes we are. See, when Jesus said, be of good cheer to his disciples, one of the places you read about in the Bible, the wind was blowing like that hurricane that's heading our way, you know. It probably fizzles out before it gets here, but I like to hear people get excited. It's going to be a Category 5, going to tear New England up. You know, I've already heard it's going to flood our place out. It's going to ruin all of our stuff. And I've heard all this stuff. In fact, it was prophesied about 5 or 6 years ago by a man who walked through the door here. He came in and prophesied. Remember him? Yeah, but he wasn't a true prophet. And even if it comes to pass, I still don't believe he caused it. But I heard all this stuff. It's almost like some people wish it would happen. But when you get to thinking about all your problems, gird up the loins of your mind. Remember, there's an everlasting day where the sun always shines. The storms are never going to take you away. Be of good cheer. What is this? These disciples have all that wind blowing against them, all these waves up and down. When the wind's blowing hard and it's raining and you've got a cyclone or whatever it is, just tossing you in all directions, you have no control. Seems like life gets that way sometimes, right? And right in the middle of all that, and we read right it in the Bible, it's not just a Bible story. It's a thing in the Bible that's trying to remind us. When your life is being tossed, listen for that voice in the midst of the storm. It is I. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be of good cheer. Cheer up. Have a good day. Because Jesus is with you. You're one Lord and one name. Hallelujah. And in that day, praise God. We talk about someday I'm going to go to the place for we'll never grow old. Hey, you're already there. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, we're going to cross over Jordan and you're going to go into a different realm of existence someday. But why don't we enjoy the day now? Life can be so miserable, but why let it? Oh, I love living. Do you love living? The worst people are depressed and the greater the economic terrible things that are going on around and government problems, the greater this light shines. It makes me so happy that I'm in the church. When the world is falling apart, the kingdom is fine. When all the people who are in charge of all the affairs of life are confused and fighting amongst themselves and they don't know what to do, which way to turn, and all the news is confusing and everybody's lying to each other, I go to church and I say, thank you, Jesus! Whew, glory to God. Isn't it great? What a storm should do is remind us that we're to be of good cheer. What dark clouds should do is remind us that we're living in a realm of existence where there are no dark clouds. When we hear of the problems that are in the news, we need to remind ourselves there is good news in the midst of all this. The greater the darkness, the more the light seems to shine. The worse the problem, the greater you can magnify. That is what the magnifying the name of the Lord is all about. You can't make the name of the Lord bigger than it is. But have you ever noticed if you get a magnifying glass and you look through it at something, you see it in a greater way. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Take a look through the Holy Ghost that you've got. Take a look through this power that's within you. How great is our God? How great is His name? How great is our God? How great is His name? This is the day of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Everybody stand and praise the name of the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. And the Bible says He has magnified His Word even above all of His name. You've got the Word of the Lord that He is your Lord and His name is able to take you through your trial. Thank you, Jesus. His Word never fails. Thank you, Jesus. So things are going wrong in my life. Hey, that should give you a reason to say, whew, thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if all the hope we had would be in this world, and the cares of this world, and the problems of this world, I want to tell you, my friends, if you're building all your dreams and hopes on what this world has to offer, you in trouble. But if you can, you know, I know we all have to deal with life. We have these things to deal with. But don't let it get you down. Praise God. Don't even let it get you confused. Don't let life, with all of its perplexing situations, cause you to doubt that there's a God. No. Laugh at your calamities. That's what God does. Look, if you're crying over your calamities and God's laughing at your calamities, what's wrong here? Something wrong with this picture. You're saying, oh, this is awful. Look what's going on. Jesus goes, what's going on here? He's not laughing at you. He's laughing at your calamities, knowing that everything's okay. You're just a crybaby. Your calamities are well within the Lord's ability to fix. He will laugh at your calamities. Why? Because they're not His calamities. They're His testimony builders. They're His strength builders. He's just waiting on you to quit crying and call on Him so He can help you to have that great outstanding testimony. Said, wow, I was in the valley of despair. I was so low down. I was discouraged. I didn't know which way to turn. The devil had me down and I just didn't think I was going to make it. And then I called on the name of Jesus. Woo! And the burden lifted. The heavy load lifted. And oh, how happy I am. It made it worth going through just to be able to come to church and say, oh, what a mighty God we serve. How great is our God. What a wonderful name we have to trust in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. Have a good day, everybody. Praise God. Come around the front. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he heard behind him a voice saying, I am Alpha, Omega, beginning, end, the first, the last, that which was, is, and is to come, the Almighty. You know, but think about where he was on the Lord's day. He was a prisoner, a castaway, on an aisle where they send the murderers and the thugs and all the child molesters out there, sent out on an island to live the rest of his life amongst all these thugs and die there. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day there. Out there in the midst of all that. In the midst of the worst adversities you could imagine. On the Isle of Patmos. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. In that place, John said, that's where I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. On the Lord's day. Out there in that terrible place, heard a voice behind me. The backing of the one I trust in. Behind me said, I'm Alpha, Omega, beginning, ending. The first, the last, you know, the one that was with you when you were just praising me. And I'll be with you again at the end of this trial you're going through. The one that was and is to come, the Almighty. Where'd that information come from? The day of the Lord. Let's praise Him, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the light of your love. Thank you, Lord, for rolling away the clouds. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an answer when we don't know what to do. Thank you, Lord, for establishing our foundation when all this world has tried to rip it out from under us. Thank you, Lord, for building us up when everything else is trying to tear us down. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a reason for having hope for tomorrow when everybody around us is crying about how bad it is. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Watched my dad go through some terrible trials. Had his head down. And you know, a preacher pastors a lot of people over a period of years. They all become people with a lot of problems over the years that you have to deal with. And then the pastor has to carry a lot of things privately that nobody else can know, you know. And when through the years, he knows things about people that have been shared privately that nobody else should ever know. And my dad was there. I had overheard a few things because I was a kid and I listened in when he didn't know I was listening. But anyway, I knew too much. But he knew a lot more than I did. And I walked in one day after I started ministering and traveling around, found my dad with his head down, sitting in his recliner with his head down. And I knew he was under tremendous pressure, carrying a heavy load, and a lot of things were going on that were crazy. And I just said, how you doing, Dad? And he looked up at me with bloodshot eyes and smiled. He said, everything's going to be all right. Put his head back down. Oh, that was a great day. It was a great day. It's still a good day. Praise Him again, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, happy day. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, happy day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, happy day. Praise the Lord. Oh, have a great day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.